Brewers and Marlins. Keon Broxton and Dee Gordon showing some love before the game. Let's take you to the bottom of the first. Zach Davies facing Christian Yelich.
The pitch. Yelich sends a line drive, base hit in the center. Dee Gordon's around third. He's going to score. The throw coming on way off target. Pulled down by Aguilar, and the Miami Marlins have tied the game at one apiece. Ozuna knocks one to right. This is going to be a base hit. Stanton around third. They're going to score him. The throw coming on, and another base hit against Zach Davies. Marcelo Ozuna hit one down that right field line. Stanton scores.
Here's Dietrich, base hit his first time, and he lines one to right field. This one is trouble if it's fair. It is a fair ball off the pole. It's a two-run home run. It's 6-1 Miami.
Tozawa deals. Perez popped it up. Shallow right. Dee Gordon. And instead, going to be Stanton for the catch to end the inning. No further damage, but the Brewers get a couple.
Garza delivers. Line towards right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Santana coming up, thrown towards the plate. It goes all the way through. Gordon scores, and Bohr comes up with a two-strike, two-out RBI hit to make it 7-3 Miami.
Marlins take this one 7-4. Zach Davies gets the loss, 4 innings, 6 runs on 8 hits. Adam Conley improves to 7-7. The Marlins snap a 6-game losing streak with the victory. Craig Counsell and the Brewers couldn't pull it off against the Marlins on Saturday as they lose 7-4. Here's what Counsell had to say.
You know, Zach just didn't get into rhythm, really, you know. A little bit he started to get into rhythm. I thought the fourth inning was the best inning he threw. Obviously they had 4 runs on the board before he kind of blinked, and it was rough.
And like the first 2 outs were line outs.
Yeah.
Set to the center and then to third.
To Shaw,
just,
yeah.
Yeah. Was it contact and hard contact in there?
Well, no. He didn't get it going for sure. I mean, he didn't. The first inning was a struggle for him. My point with the first two hitters is that just got him in behind the eight ball, and you're in a jam right when the game starts. Really, 6-7 pitches into the game, you're in a jam. So, and having to make pressure pitches like immediately. So, the first inning he just wasn't getting to the corners. And that's trouble for anybody.
Having to use a bullpen outing last night, I'm sure you felt good about sending Zach to the mound. He's been really good about going deep for you, and then instead you get the exact opposite. What does that do to you right now to have to cover 5 more innings?
Well, I mean, we ended up using four innings of relievers, and we got through it fine. I mean, we're in good shape for tomorrow. I'm not concerned with that. But those guys, they did a good job. I mean, we give up 1 run in the next 4 innings. You'll take that. Offensively, I thought we swung the bats pretty good against Conley. First couple innings, some kind of line drives to the outfielders that were caught, especially in the first inning. We had base runners. Obviously, in the sixth, we put together a pretty good rally after the home runs, and thought HP had a really good pitch to hit. It just missed it. I think we had some opportunities. We had runners on. Just the next hit was missing.
What were some of your impressions just from Garza out of the bullpen, and what can he bring to you if he's able to get things turned around a bit?
Well, Matt's, tonight it was important that I thought he finished the game really in that spot we were in. If we didn't score that, I thought it was really important that he finished the game. We have to keep fresh arms down there. So we have a couple guys that we stayed away from and they're fresh. So, length is going to be his role often here moving forward, and he got it done tonight.
Craig, I know you like it or not, but were you tempted at all to put Thames up there with the bases loaded and just go for a big bolt right there?
Yeah, I mean, it was – I thought about it, I'll say that, yeah.
Did you think too early?
A combination of things. I'll always try to go for it. I like Ternan in the at-bat. I really did, and I thought you know, when a guy gets the pitch to hit and he swings at the right pitch, you know, you don't have complaints, and Hernan did that. So, you know, I mean, it's I really thought we'd get another chance. I thought there'd be another big spot in the game. We didn't create much. We didn't create that next big spot. And I liked Hernan. I really liked Hernan in the at bat.
But it wasn't because of his hand or anything,
no.
Right?
No.
Just wanted to make sure on that. You know, we talk about every game being big, but, you know, you knew the Cubs had already won. You know, four back now with 14 to play. How daunting is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we know we have little margin for error. That's the, you know, when you're chasing, you have little margin for error. The teams ahead of us are doing a good job of winning games. And we know, like I said, the margin is slim. And so, you know, losses make it a little bit slimmer. But, you know, we'll answer it. We have consistently, and I'm certain we will again.
Sunday, Brandon Woodruff takes the hill for the Brewers.